Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining. Just a quick reminder as we start at the top, if you want to learn more about the five levels of leadership model, bring a private workshop to your organization, or even our public workshop offerings, please visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast, and you'll be able to find out more information there. Well, what I love about what we get to do is that some of the topics and titles, Perry, I can't give you credit for completely, although I really want to, and most of the creative ones, okay, they're yours, but oftentimes we'll get a listener. I know you have a ton of coaching clients that you spend a lot of time with, maybe even front of room organizations. And out of that comes a theme or a question that people are struggling with. And you just bring it right here to our listeners. And I love that. It's real time. And so today's comes from that. It comes from some of the work that Perry's been doing, what he's been hearing. And today's topic is titled 8 Reasons Why the Feedback You Are Giving Is Not Working. Boy, I can't wait, because I think some of these are probably very relevant to my leadership journey.
Well, I like also, I did hear this from, they listened to one of our podcasts about having a feedback mindset and a conversation and some of the things we speak about. And then they opened up with, hey, I do all that and it's just not working. So I started looking at from my own experience, talking to this person, what they were doing. And, you know, I like, we had a lot of discussions about, you know, feedback, and it's a word that can be taken one way or the other. Yeah. And is it negative, positive? And I know we both, and we just had Marcus Buckingham speaking at the L2L last year, and great insights about what feedback is and what it's not. And right. I think what we're trying to position here is that it really is, as I think what Marcus would agree, is helpful insights that really help improve someone's performance. And as we spoke about in our previous podcast, we're really trying to help people, show that we care for people, yeah, and build trust with our team. And it really is helping take people to the next level. So when I heard this, it's not working, I thought, oh, I have some thoughts on that.
That is tremendous. And I think as we set kind of where we're going, you're going to hear us use the word feedback. But to your point, I want you to, listeners, as you hear us say that, here at the John Maxwell Company, our number one priority is to add value to people, whatever that looks like. And so as we're having conversations, as we're giving a little bit of insights, whatever that looks like, that's what we mean by when we're saying feedback. And that's what I want you to begin to think about in your mind, so that when you think about giving somebody feedback, or it almost kind of maybe goes into the annual review, which we all dread doing, mm-hmm, right?
There's a podcast on that, by the way.
I know. I was just thinking about it. I don't remember which episode it was. Versus if you say, hey, man, I want to add value to your journey, what's going on here, both from the positive and negative side, it just changes the way that you're going to probably even just communicate it. So as we go through that, we just want you to know that. And I think that's very helpful, Perry, for you to bring that up. Well, let me do this. Before we dive in to this topic, let me just give the listeners a little bit of review of what we covered on the last episode. Encourage you to listen to it if you didn't. But Perry brought to us 3 tips around feedback. And here they are, just for your reference. Number one, develop a feedback mindset. We're just talking about that a little bit, about what does that look like? What is your motive behind it? Make sure you have the care and the candor. Make sure you want to add value to what they're doing. Have that mindset. Tip number 2, develop a culture of feedback. This is where it just becomes part of what you do, right? This is becomes part of how you lead. It becomes part of the conversation that you have with your team. You know, our CEO, Mark Cole, has told me this for a long time. And I always kind of smile, because it really helped me. And when I was to give feedback, add value to my team members, he said, if you ever go into a meeting and your team is surprised by what you're telling them in that moment for some type of review, it's your fault, right? And when you think about that, you go, oh, man, absolutely. Like, if I was continuing to give this feedback through, you know, the first quarter, and then I get to my Q1 discussion or review, they shouldn't be surprised with what we're going to talk about, whether, you know, whatever type of feedback it is. And then finally, tip number 3, make feedback a conversation. And we talked a lot about really leading with questions, maybe even use some of your personal experiences, really going first as the leader. And so we just wanted you to have that as a little bit of context as we dive in today. So Perry, take us away and get us started on the 8 reasons why feedback might not be working.
Okay, and we're going to move quick because we want to get these in. So number one I found is that you might have a level one problem, and this is by using your authority, using your title as a mechanism for giving feedback might make it come across the wrong way.
Yeah, right. Level one is where we talk about the whole because I said so, the old parenting thing that I said I would never do that I did as a parent. But, you know, when let me just real quickly take our listeners back to level one and level two. We talk about in the five levels model, we talk about level one being that people follow you because they have to, right? It's because the title you have on your chest. A lot of command and control happens at that point. But we want to quickly move to where we gain level two influence with those individuals so that they want to follow us. And that's where the kind of the collaborative happens. That's where you begin to connect with them and you build relationships. And so I just really want you to think about how you're delivering, you know, this feedback and make sure that you're continuing to work on growing your influence so that not only are you able to give it and add value to them, but also that they'll be open to receiving it.
And reasons number two and three are related, so I'll give them to you at the same time. But number two, are you dictating the feedback or using a combination of great questions and inviting conversation? And number three, are you delivering it as a monologue or is your feedback a dialogue? Are you back and forth? And I think it feeds into that idea. Are you providing helpful insights to help grow someone's performance, or are you really just trying to win, be right, or download on someone?
Well, and I think that if you go through the process of doing it by asking questions of them, then I think that helps you get to that point. I've heard you say before, you know, through this process, hey, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Hey, how do you feel about this? And get them engaged in that conversation. Maybe even, hey, as we talk about this, how can I add value to you through the process? How do you best receive feedback? You know, I think about one of my team members as we talk about kind of fleshing some of these principles out. Don't ever forget, leaders, that you need to lead everybody differently. You need to communicate to everybody differently. They receive communication differently. And so I have a team member that one of their top values is words of recognition, right? That is important to them. And so as I'm adding value to them, I need to be aware of that so that I can make sure that I'm leading them properly through those conversations, right. Understanding what they value most. Others, they probably don't even care about that, right? They're just like, just bam, give it to me, right? So anyways, just be thinking about that and remember that use questions, and you got to lead everybody a little bit differently, and that includes the way you communicate to them.
And if you're using questions correctly, that would lead to number four. Are you listening to the person to you're providing feedback to? Is it a two-way conversation, or are you actually listening to them?
Yeah, I think when you do listen, and this is a skill we've talked about before, you're communicating that you value them. And not only I want you to be an active listener, by the way. I want you to listen to what you're hearing from them and then ask questions and dig a little bit deeper in regards to what you're hearing. We've got to get to a place of clarity. And oftentimes, your team members just want to have a voice, right? They just want to be heard, whether it's in the direction of the vision of the company and what's going on, or even in what they're doing on a day-to-day basis, and you're actually giving them feedback. So make sure that through that process that you're understanding their perception behind what they're explaining to you.
Right. Well, reason number five is actually turned out to be with my coaching client where the real issue was, and I think it speaks volumes about the helpful insights mindset. Is the question, the number five was, what's the outcome you're hoping for after delivering the feedback to someone on your team? Are you trying to manipulate them to get some performance or some other goal? Or are you genuinely exhibiting that you care about this person and their growth and development? So that's why I think the insight comes in really helpful.
Yeah, I think this is big. And I'm glad that you put this in here because I think you have to have clear expectations and goals from your conversation. It's got to be intentional on why you're having this conversation, why you're giving them feedback in this moment. What you want to do is you want to show the ROI for this conversation. Not only do you want to understand it, but you want to show the ROI for your team member. You want to show them, hey, the investment in you receiving this feedback and making some changes, or, hey, receiving this feedback and keep doing what you're doing, right, is going to give you a return on this. And so I think you need to just have that thought process going into any of those conversations. And when you think about it ahead of time, you'd be amazed if you spend time to think about it. That's a whole nother topic we could talk about. You'd be amazed about how this comes out, how you're communicating, but more importantly, how it's being received by your team member.
Fantastic. Reason number six why your feedback may not be sticking is that are you waiting too long after an event to provide the feedback, or are you offering it in real time?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this on a previous episode where we said, hey, don't let time or circumstances drive the feedback, right? Go ahead and do it in real time so that your feedback doesn't become irrelevant to the situation. Or what you don't want to happen is that maybe they're going to be challenged with the same, if we're trying to correct a behavior, maybe they're going to be challenged with the same opportunity later in that day, later in that meeting, later in that presentation, whatever it might be. And so if you wait, you're going to miss another opportunity to help them or add value to what they're doing in regards to the feedback that you could give them.
Yeah, exactly. Reason number seven, I always want to know, is your feedback future-focused, or are you simply complaining about something that happened in the past that we can no longer do anything about?
Yeah.
I love it when somebody gives me something that I can take action. So if you're giving me this helpful insight, then I can take action on it and do something future-focused.
Yeah. One quick comment on that before you give us number eight, and we did kind of move through these a little bit quickly. You may have to go back and listen to it again, but make sure, to your point, especially if you've waited a little bit of time, make sure that it is relevant, and make sure that the insight that you're giving them is helpful input on in improving future performances. Because if it's not relevant, then maybe that's not something that you need to have a conversation about. But that's only if you're waiting from a time standpoint. I think if you get into the habit of doing it a little bit quicker, a little bit real time, then you'll never be faced with that. But if you find yourself in that situation, those are just two things that I would caution you against as a leader when giving feedback.
And finally, number eight of the reasons why your feedback may not stick is that I find that are you communicating in such a way that what they interpreted is nowhere near to what you intended? And I think we've seen that in some other communication styles.
Yeah, I have not only had this done to me, but I think I probably am guilty of this as well. And it's just something that you have to continually keep, you know, top of mind. We've talked about the intent versus perception gap. And it's our responsibility as leaders to close that gap, right? We've got to go to our people, and we've got to find them before we can lead them, before we can communicate them. That John has taught us that principle for a long time. And so just make sure that as you're communicating and as you're connecting with them and as you're adding value and giving the feedback, that there is as minimal of a gap in your intent versus perception as possible.
You know, I found it very helpful just to, because I want it to be a conversation. If I'm mm-hmm. providing you a helpful insight, I'd like to have a conversation. How do you see it? And then to really listen with that, to say, did you hear, you know, repeat back to me what you think you heard me say.
Yeah, that's great. That's right.
How did you receive what I said? And then you can tell that when they start talking. If it's one way, you don't know how they received it until you walk away, and now the damage is done. But if I want to provide a helpful insight, show you that I care about you, help you to grow and learn, have a conversation, I'll know exactly what you
received. Well, I think what you just hit on right there, I think, is something that if our listeners would begin doing on both sides of the conversation, if they're giving feedback, okay, before the end of the conversation, just say, hey, tell me what you heard.
Right.
And then you can help create clarity. If you're receiving feedback at the end of the conversation, say, hey, this is what I heard. Are we in alignment, right? Because I think that's key. I think that's a huge point that I don't want anybody to miss. That I think even if you just do those two things, you will improve the ability for you to add value and or give feedback to your team members. So as we wrap up, and man, we went through those eight really fast, okay? But as we wrap up, just make sure that when you're giving feedback, we've talked about this many times, okay, that you have a pure motive, make sure that you slow down, you're asking questions, make sure you think about the return on investment of going through this process, not only for the organization, not only for you as the leader, but also for the team member that you're mm-hmm. walking through and you're adding value to them. And make sure that one of the things you continue to do is make it conversational. Do not, from a level one, because I said so, command and control, that, and you just get to a point. No one wants to work in an environment where that's happening. right? The last thing we were doing, we were joking just a few minutes ago. I said, do you really want feedback, right? And so probably our natural response is not all the time, you know? And so we've got to make sure that when we're delivering it, if you want to grow your influence, it's not just the everyday work, the operational side. It's going to show up in the way that you communicate and the way that you give feedback.
That's why your influence is so important, is when people see you as that you have that influence in someone's life, that you really are trying to make a contribution, provide that helpful insight, help you grow and learn.
You know,
back to the word feedback doesn't even need to be used. I'm trying to help.
That's right. It's just part of a conversation, right? And John says in the five levels of leadership, the higher you go, the easier it is to lead. Well, when I was young and I first saw that and thought about it, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But I wasn't thinking about it from an influence model. I was just thinking about it from a responsibility and a position. But now that we understand the model and the influence, to your point you just said, the more you grow your influence, the easier it is to have those conversations. So continually think about, what am I doing on a daily basis to add value and influence the people that are around me?
Right. Well, we did go through those fast, but one thing Chris and I have noticed, that no one has ever once complained about a podcast being too short.
That's exactly right.
But we did put this into a learner guide for you that you can find at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcasts. That's plural, podcast. You can also leave us a question there. You can learn more about the five levels of leadership. We always love hearing from you, and we're very grateful that you would join us on these few minutes. That's all for today. Thank you for joining the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.